Hey, 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 it's B-Rad Celebrity Hairstylist here, one of your hosts for this new groundbreaking 12-week live podcast series that delves deep into the heart of the hairdressing world, promising to change the way you view you and your salon experience forever. Hosted by the dynamic duo, myself and Mariana, two seasoned hairstylists with a passionate for innovation and authenticity, this podcast is your guide to unlocking the power of change from the inside out. With candid live discussions, expert insights, and a touch of humor, myself and Mariana create a safe and inspiring space for listeners to embrace change, boost their self-esteem, and unlock their true potential. Are you ready to step into a world where hairdressing is more than just a service, but a path to personal growth and empowerment? Join me and Mariana on the new series and be part of the movement that's changing the hair industry from the inside out. Your journey to renewed confidence and self-discovery starts here. So today we're going to do episode 6. So we're halfway through our 12-part series. So episode 6 today is on communication. Communication is the lifeblood of our human experience, an intricate dance of words, gestures, and emotions that weaves the fabric of our relationship and fuels the engine of progress. It's the art of connection, where ideas take flight and understanding blossoms. Through spoken language and unspoken cues, we navigate the vast landscape of human interaction, forging bonds, resolving conflicts, and sharing dreams. Communication is not just a means to an end. It's a journey in itself, a labyrinth of nuance and subtlety that invites us to explore the depths of empathy and the heights of persuasion. It's the power to inspire, to inform, and to transform. In the symphony of voices, communication is a conductor, harmonizing a cacophony of the world into a resonant course of shared meaning. It's the key to unlocking our potential and bridging the gaps that divide us, reminding us that every exchange of words, we have the opportunity to create something truly extraordinary. So now, as we start off today's show, let's get started in the comments. Let us know where you're from, where you're watching live, or if you're watching the replay. I'd love to know where everybody's from, and let's start connecting, because today is all about communication. So, of course, we'd love to hear from you. And as we get started, we're going to bring in our other host here, Mariana. Hey, Mariana. Great to see you. Six weeks. Wow. So it's amazing what we've been learning. We've been going through the body. We started last week with our next level. And then today we're talking all about communication. So communication, of course, obviously is verbal, nonverbal. So we'll kind of deep dive in. So everybody who's on, if you want to say hi, please say hi and communicate with us just by writing in the comments.
Hello, all. Hello, Brad. Good morning. Good morning. I know it's evening for you. Good evening. Good evening to everybody on your end. And good morning to my tribe here in Australia in the morning. Yes. So communication, episode 6. Wow. Flown.
Yes.
It has flown. And with so much communication that's happened in the last 6 episodes, actually, so much talking and sharing. And now we come to this, I suppose, this center point where everything that we've done, we've spoken about in the previous 5 episodes, and now coming to this center point of how do we get to that? How do we actually take all of that information that we spoke about and translate it and understand it and use it to support and benefit the way that we're relating with people, you know, with our clients, with our team, with our families, with our loved ones, with all of, you know, with communication is everything. It's the jam of how we work in the world, how we communicate how we're feeling, communicate what we're sensing, communicate what's going on for us, and actually finding the language and the words to be able to articulate that in a professional way, because we're looking at this in the professional paradigm, is everything. It's a game changer. I have to say, when I studied therapy and I studied the core part of communicating and relating and holding space, this is a game changer. I cannot say it enough. It changes your professional standpoint in the salon with your clients. It changes the way that you perceive information, nonverbal information. So when we're talking communication, which is what you were just saying earlier, when we're talking communication, we're not just talking about the chitter chatter that's going on here between us, the language, the dialogue that's going on. We're also talking about the nonverbal dialogue that's going on. And we're talking about those relationships, those substantial relationships that are actually cultivated beyond the words. And if you're an amazing professional, if you're really, really, really in tune and you're actually working with resonance and you're working with connecting with your clients, because it's one of the primary elements of communicating transparently and authentically with your clients, then you're going to be able to read their nonverbal cues, your clients' nonverbal cues that they're sharing with you way before your consultation even begins. I'm talking about communication when it walks in your door. That's what I'm talking about here. So we're going to dive deeply into how, you know, like again, I was just saying earlier, like communication is a really big subject. It is the biggest module in Evolve, because there's a lot to understand about communication and breaking it down. Actually, the communication module is actually broken up over four phases. So the first phase is understanding relationships, understanding what are the dynamics of relationships, because we are in the relationship business, understanding that. The second phase is actually really taking a look at all the nonverbal cues that go on, how we're listening, you know, versus hearing, how we're actually observing, how we're actually taking on that information that a client is using through their facial cues, their physical cues, their emotional cues. And these are nonverbal cues that are going on that you can actually read. So observation is a really big thing that I'm going to be talking about today. And again, these tips and these guidelines are for you to take this information now and use it in the salon tomorrow. Right? Use it in the salon tomorrow. See how that works out for you. See whether, you know, see how it expands your sessions. See how much deeper you can get with your clients just by observing their nonverbal cues. Instead of guessing, instead of getting halfway through a consultation and then realizing that your client's actually sad or they're upset or they're going through something or they're stressed or whatever it is, and you've just been so focused on getting their hair done that you've really missed the biggest piece of how it's going to support you to translate their hair in a much more authentic way. So communication is the jam of you giving your clients the best possible haircuts and the best possible cuts that you can, because you're understanding them at a deeper level. You have the tools and the capacity to open up that doorway into their inner world, that doorway into their soul, their story, their information, that gives you the jigsaw pieces, the puzzle, so that you can put it together and understand who it is that you're really working with. So if we're stepping out of, you know, not handing a client a picture and saying, here, make me look like this, which is so easy to do because it's like, it's a picture and all you're doing is translating that picture and you're just projecting it onto that client. Now, whether or not that person is that person's story, I want to say, can carry that image. You will never know that. You'll never know that because you haven't really dived deeply into the consultation phase, where for in the Evolve program, consultation is the biggest asset. It's the biggest asset. It's the most important asset. It's more important than doing the hair. It really is, because you're really getting to know the person. So we're going to dive deeply into what are relationships. We're going to dive deeply into body language, nonverbal cues. We're going to dive deep into hearing versus listening and what that really looks like. We're going to dive deep into sympathy versus empathy and how we communicate through these two different areas. And we're going to look at how you actually receive a client's information and then how you summarize it back to them. So this is, again, a very simple template extracted from Evolve, but we're going to have a conversation about it and hopefully help support and help every listener and every watcher today to take communication more seriously in the salon, especially when 98% of what we do with people is talk to them. So it's a very important topic. I can't stress that enough.
Yes, of course. And I hope that today, like as we're diving deeper into communication, yes, there's verbal and nonverbal cues, but like we've been talking before, being in your authentic self. So when your authentic self, are you also communicating authentically? Or is like, say the nonverbal cues, if you're in your authentic self, what nonverbal cues are you giving your client? Is your face speaking, you know, an eyebrow raised, an eye rolled, you know, an expression, because some people can read you. You haven't said anything, but they know exactly if you like something, you don't like something. And also now, because we're in this digital texting, social media age, what about miscommunication? Because I think that happens a lot in the salon as well when you're also doing your consultation with your client. So with that miscommunication, obviously something is off there, and maybe we can dive deeper into that of where we kind of get off track. But I think it's always being true to yourself, being in the moment, being mindful, being present, and then you won't have these so-called mishaps. If you're watching, have you ever had any communication issues? Or what's your dealing or view of communication just in general? We love to hear from you. Say hi. We love to post you and celebrate you. And I'll turn it back over to Mariana.
Yeah. Really great question, Brad. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear the answers if anybody's listening and wants to share and jump in on this as we share often. It's like it's so much more enjoyable having a conversation with our tribe that are listening to mm-hmm. this, to see their interaction and so that we can actually support and answer questions and really open up this conversation. Again, we're talking about communication. So let's open up this conversation. Right? Open up this conversation and have a conversation about exactly. communication.
Yes, exactly.
So before we dive into communication, I just want to sort of like rehash a very important thing. So the first four conversations we had was the physical body, the sensory body, the emotional body, and the energetic body. And the reason why we have that, those four bodies first, is for you to get to know who you are, for you to understand your own body's communication. These are all communication modules, all of them. They're all communication tools, understanding how your body talks to you, understanding how your senses talk to you, understanding how your emotions talk to you, and understanding how your energy talks to you. And we start with the self first because it opens up your awareness into how you are showing up with your clients before you start being able to read your clients. So at this point, after we've done you know, up until the psychology of hairdressing, we're at a stage now to start going, okay, I'm starting to understand my body. I understand how my body communicates to me. Now, how do you take that information and start understanding your client's physical, sensory, emotional, and energetic? How do you start using that information to communicate non-verbally, to allow the non-verbal communication that's coming from your clients towards you so that you can actually do a full report on that client as soon as they walk in the door? You haven't even spoken yet. They haven't even said hello. But if you just stop for a moment before every client, before you engage with every client, and just observe that moment of how they walk into your salon, you will see that they are emitting 100,000 communication pieces to you that is so, so rich for the way that you're going to meet them. Firstly, if they show up with their physical body and their shoulders are hunched, just as an example, you know that they're stressed and they're tired and they're overwhelmed. Something's going on. It's a physical cue. It's a physical cue of going, they're in a stress state. They're in a stress state. So I need to actually be aware of that. I'm just giving examples here. There are so many others, but just one. And then if they're darting, if their energy is all over the place and they're darting, they've got substance in their system, you know, they might have had too much caffeine, they might have been running around a lot. So this is another cue, a nonverbal cue for you to go, hey, I need to engage with presence with this client. I need to actually slow things down for them. This is something that we'll look at next week when we're looking at inner states, and that's the arousal states of a client. This is really important. It's understanding whether they're hyper or they're low states of arousal that they're in, so that you can actually approach them in the appropriate manner. And I'm not saying this to say you need to be inauthentic. I'm saying this as you showing up as a professional. This is you showing up as a professional, doing a full reading on your client and understanding what state they're in, where they are at, what they are feeling, where their energy's at when you're able to read energy, when you get through that point and go, okay, already there's an analysis that's gone on and you haven't even touched their hair. The most important part is, how do you have a relationship, an authentic relationship with this person that's walked in your door, and how can you serve them at the highest level based on how they've shown up? And this is not to say, again, to put on the hairdresser's outfit. This is when you've done your work in the morning for yourself. You've done your walk or your practice or your meditation or whatever it is that you've done to clear yourself to be able to serve at the highest level and have this kind of relationship with your clients where you're not pushing yourself aside, where it's causing burnout and inauthenticity. It's actually you're engaged and present because you have room to be engaged and present. So presence is really a big deal here, right at the beginning. How present are you? How present are you in yourself? Where is your energy at in yourself? Where is your physical body in itself? How are you communicating? Just like you said, how are you showing up to the clients and what are they reading from you? This is vital. It is vital, which is why I've suggested in the past, do mirror work first thing in the morning, where you check in with yourself and you know exactly where you're at. You know exactly where you're at so you can be as authentic as possible with your clients in your relationship exchanges. And this authenticity, and I know a lot of people are going to be, oh, but we're hairdressers and we need to be happy all the time and we need to make our clients happy. But that's burnout, guys. So this is a mindset change now. We're really taking a look at a mindset change for you the hairdresser and for the client's well-being as well. They are also being disillusioned by this situation, by how you show up inauthentically. So what we're trying to create here is to draw, you know, create, bring the gap closer now to, hey, I'm just going to be myself. And I'm going to do that incrementally as I start stripping back the layers and I can show up. And I've actually started creating a clientele that appreciate this authentic relationship communication that I'm starting to establish with my clients, and all fundamentally for your well-being. This is fundamentally in place for your well-being. Communicating on this level really eliminates burnout and actually increases the level of joy and inspiration in your body, because you're no longer trying to pluck inauthentic language, communication, relationship dialogues that aren't congruent to who you are anymore. You're not digging for illusion. You're actually creating a substantial, sustainable exchange with another person.
Wow. That's a lot. Yeah, there's so much to it. If you're just joining us now, we're in week six of our 12-week podcast series. Today is on communication. So if you're following us now and you're watching, say hi in the comments where you're from. Let us know if you're watching live or the replay. And two, just say hi in the comments. If you have any questions, put those in the comments as well, and then we'll address them. I'd love to shout you out and celebrate you. And what are your thoughts about communication? Have you had issues in the salon about communication? Do you think you've got it 100% down? Every client, every person and every client, every employee that you talk with, they get you, they know who you are, they know your authentic self, or is there some work that you think you might have to still brush up on? Is there some nonverbal cues that you're giving that you don't realize? Is there some miscommunication when you're with your client? We'd love to know. So, and as we're going deeper, because now we're halfway through, communication is one of those big ones I know we can't cover in one podcast, and there's so much more to it. But I think it's one of those subjects too. People think, oh, that's easy. But I don't think it's really that easy. I think there's a lot of stuff that we're totally unaware of. I think, we have to jump in as we go deeper on some of the previous kind of episodes that we kind of looked at before, as well as Mariana is going to take you again deeper. And as I say, like, just communicate with us. What's your communication style? Are you like a non-communicator? Communication style? Are you in your face communicator and everybody knows what you're feeling and they know what words you say? Or are you a genuine, authentic communicator where it just comes genuinely from your being and people can resonate and get you and know what you're saying, and that your words also say that you've also understood the person, you've also connected with your client, you've also connected with others and that sort of thing. So there's so many realms that communication can go. So I'll let Mariana take over now as we go a little bit deeper into more communication.
I'm going to read something. It's actually out of Evolve, and it's just a little quote, which is really, it's profound, you know, like realizing this reality of the texture that communication, proper professional communication, adds to a service. The greatest power humans have is the ability to communicate their inner landscapes, allowing those they love to be touched by their inner truth. So, using communication in an authentic way allows you to actually dive deeper into the client or the person that you're relating with. Mm-hmm. And if we're really going to start opening up Pandora's box here, which we already have because we're already halfway
through. Exactly. Yes.
We're opening up the authentic Pandora's box. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's no turning back from where we are now. There's no escaping the fact that we are on the trajectory of working in a very authentic way, and actually the client's inner world is super important at this point. So how do you extract that information out of a client? The only way that we can do that is using communication, is actually relating and communicating. And in the process of doing that, we're building relationship. And again, 99% of what we do is relationship building with clients. That's what we do. Having the in of going into their inner world through communication is a very vital part of it. It is actually the only part, really, of being able to expand this inner landscape, which I like calling it in Evolve, this inner landscape that a client is moving through. So we're in this inner landscape, we're communicating. And before, I was talking about the nonverbal cues and reading that. But like, what about when you're sitting with a client and you're in consultation? Are you sitting and facing a client? This is a really, really, really important piece here. Because what we need to realize is, once we've actually done the energetic body, you realize now that resonance and the morphogenic field is actually a thing. It's a real thing that's going on between you and another person. So if you're standing behind a person, what that verbally is communicating to them is two things. One, hey, I'm giving you room to take center stage, right? Second thing, I'm overpowering you and overriding who you are, and I'm stepping into my ego and authority, which actually gives a nonverbal cue to the client that they're not powerful and they don't have any power. The power has shifted and you have. This is just a nonverbal cue that people are picking up in their subconscious mind, and they're translating it without probably even being aware that that is what they're translating by your stance. So that's just one little thing. So if you're actually trying to create an authentic experience and exchange with a client, my favorite thing to do is to sit on a stool and face them and have them face you. Have them face you. So not only are your eyes connected, but your hearts are connected. And what's going on in this experience is there's an equality, there's a meeting point, a nonverbal, you're not even talking at this point, there's a nonverbal meeting point here between your eyes, the windows to your soul, I like to call, and your hearts, heart to heart, heart exchanges. So what's going to happen is that a client can't actually, or you can't escape this present reality that you're in. And that action already opens up this inner landscape of the client and your own, where you're relating and communicating on a much deeper level with them, and it's not superficial. You're asking questions like, how are you doing? Where are you at? How are you feeling today? And really interested in the answer, because your eyes are facing them. Your heart is facing them. You can't hide and run away and put on the mask in this stance. And if you really want to start opening up an authentic business and creating a holistic model, this is where it needs to begin, is how are you showing up in exchange of relating with your clients? What is the meeting point that you're setting for you and your clients? Are you being vulnerable? Are you being transparent? Or are you keeping that suit on? Because you can be professional without wearing an inauthentic suit. You don't have to be inauthentic to be a professional. You don't have to be somebody else to do this very beautiful work that we do. From my experience of being in this industry holistically for 20 years now, I have created the most profound results with my clients, with their hair and their transformations, because I've been vulnerable, because I've actually been authentic with them, because I've given them permission to expose their truth to me. So the nonverbal communication is where we start at. Your body language, how you meet each other, how you meet your client, how you actually drop away from the ego, if you're able to, and actually allow your client to relax and feel safe in the presence of your professionalism without the ego present.
Yeah, I love that. When you, as you say, when you're connecting with someone and you say, how are you, that it's with focused intention as opposed to, and you really want to know how they are, yeah, because that also allows you and gives you cues to how you're going to proceed. What you like, my client today, she or he is feeling down, they're feeling up, they're feeling this, they have that going on. How can I make this a better experience for them? And too, because I think a lot of people like to talk, but communication is more than just talking. I think when you really put the power behind the words, you put the intent behind the words, you put the focus behind the words, you put the authenticity behind the words, and that's verbal and nonverbal. Because as I say, like a lot of times you could be listening to someone or you ask them a question, but then you show them a face that you're not listening, you know, because you're hoping they're just going to say fine, like everybody does. Like that fine summarizes everything. How you do fine. Okay, great. You know, because I've had some people answer that question for me and I've never asked it. So it's also with those skills as well, what people are putting forward and that sort of thing too. I'd love to hear what everybody thinks on communication. If you want to say hi in the comments, please do. We'd love to interact and communicate with you. but Marianne always has so much stuff. So I'll pass it back over to you there, because we want to try to get everything in we can in the short time that we have.
We're not going to get everything in, right? I mean, they're going to have to do Evolve to get everything in. It's a month-long module, mm-hmm, this one. It's a big, chunky one with lots of, you know, exercises and work to move through where you're taking the pieces and learning them and then taking them back into the salon and exercising them, you know, into life and, mm-hmm, seeing how they're translating back at you as you're learning. Because there's just communication is, if you saw the research that we actually ciphered through just to write this module, it was a big piece of information, because there's so many theories, and I want to actually, just talking about the theories, I want to actually talk about the advisor. The hairdresser is the advisor, because this is a really big deal. Hairdressers are so known to advise their clients about everything. Mm-hmm. And as a therapist, when I actually became a therapist, when I actually looked back after I was qualified, I looked back and went, oh, my God, goodness me. Oh, goodness me. I'm advising my clients. That is a no-no, completely a no-no, because I'm taking on responsibility of my clients' lives and I'm making it personally about myself, about, mm-hmm, advising them. So the first thing that we do is, yeah, great question. Are you an advisor? Like, are you? Do you catch yourself out? Like, maybe you will now, maybe you're not aware of it, but do you catch yourself out advising your clients? Because this, for me, if we're actually being professionals, is we're just filling in the void. We're filling in the void and also not having the tools of how to bring it back to the client so that the client doesn't dump their stories and their problems and their issues and their all the stuff that goes on in a client situation, a client hairdresser relationship situation, is if when you have the tools, the communication tools, and the awareness of the boundaries that you set within that container, you will notice that clients will not dump anymore. They'll share, and you'll have the power to say, so how does that make you feel? Instead of going, oh, yes, and I know that story, and I've had a similar story, and da-da-da-da-da, and you end up in this banter, in almost this gossip exchange, which is another no-no in Evolve, is like, because it's actually an energy drainer, and we'll go back into that. But, yeah, it's this container that we're talking about is a no dumping zone. It's an open sharing zone, but you get to decide what the boundaries are in your container. That's why we're going to talk about boundaries every single talk. You know that, Brad, yeah?
Okay. Yes.
Because we're going to hammer the boundaries in every single talk, because it is so imperative that boundaries are set, because boundaries set your professional stance in what kind of sessions you want to hold and how you want to hold them, especially as your knowledge and your skills start expanding and broadening, and you're in this capacity to hold more energy, more space in a professional way where it's not affecting you anymore. Because we're moving from a client dumping on you and sharing all their stuff where you're just not listening anymore. You're not even hearing it, because we were just about to go into listening and hearing and what the difference is. You're not listening and you're not hearing. You're not doing either. You're just non-verbally communicating and acknowledging with, you know, a bounce of the head or a shake of the head, or you're non-verbally communicating to them because your body can't take it. Your body can't take that much information that you are not actually connected to. It's not your story. It is not your story. So it's really hard to take that on. So I know hairdressers from the decades and decades and decades, because I come from those decades, where this is a prerequisite. You have to take on your client's issues. You have to listen to your client's problems. You have to resolve or advise your clients, because it's part of the expected service. It's part of the, and we're really going to bring things to light here. We're going to bring the stuff out of the shadows, and we're going to talk about these nonverbal or these unaware situations, these communication situations that go on in our salon space that have gone on forever, and they've been passed down from senior to junior, from senior to junior forever. And this is not okay if we're stepping into an authentic professional environment. It's not okay. Not even therapists actually advise their patients or their clients. We don't do that. It's not okay. It's not your responsibility to do so. It is up to the client to make those choices for themselves. So when you have professional communication tools and skills and awarenesses, you'll start realizing that you're no longer the guy. You're no longer the advisor. You become the guide. And this is exciting. This is exciting for me, because this is a transformation in the communication module that happens. And last year when we were moving through communication and Evolve, it was quite a profound, shocking moment when we were moving through this in one of the lectures about we're no longer advising, we're actually transforming into being the guides. And it was a shock to their system. Well, how do I run my sessions if I'm not advising? How do I run my sessions if I'm not actually answering my clients' questions? And this is where we learn how to communicate. We learn how to take those questions and turn them into active questions, where we reflect them back at the client for them to answer them for themselves. This is a profound transformation in the way that hairdressers will relate. It is a counseling technique. This is what counselors use. We take information that's shared with us, and we are able to transform that information and actually reflect it back at the client for them to resolve it themselves. In that instance, that beautiful eternal symbol or circular symbol that goes on, you have become a guide in that moment. And I know we're teetering on counseling here, guys, but you know what? Let's throw the truth up in the air here. Aren't you counseling? Like, aren't you counseling? Aren't you being a therapist? Aren't you doing all of these things? Like, hairdressers. Hi there. Yes, biggest lesson. Oh, she has to go. Yeah, biggest lesson. Yeah, it was. It was a huge lesson. Like, but aren't you? So, you know, with Evolve, we're bringing all of the shadow, all the shadow things that go on in hairdressing to the light. And we're addressing these things. And one of the biggest things is this, is that hairdressers are constantly advising their clients. And this is shadow. This is shadow operation. It's not professional at all by any means. And if we're going to step in and create a professional container, this is a big deal that we need to take a look at as professionals and moving away from that and transforming that into being the guide in a session, guiding our clients into their authentic self, not taking that away from them and becoming the god, becoming the hero that actually has set their course on fire. That is taking away a person's power. And Evolve is about giving back the power to the client. It's about allowing the client to self-identify with their own personal authentic power. And this is what it's like, which in the reverse alleviates pressure for you and actually resolves the problem of burnout. Because burnout comes from this one subject. I can't stress that enough. It is the emotional labor that burns out the hairdresser. The physical stuff, you can get fit and stay on your feet for 12 hours if you want to, but it's the emotional labor that's incurred in the exchanges of communication that burns hairdressers out. And this, through Evolve and communication, resolves itself. It completely resolves itself. It's amazing. It's just, anyway, transformational.
It is. And you hit some big points there. The ones that really stand out for me is a lot of hairstylists use their communication skills to be an advisor, to tell people what they should do, or they tell the client what they're going to do without even communicating to see what the client even wants. But yeah, when you do that shift and you guide, then you get to know the client. Then you get to, who are they authentically? How can you create something out of your toolbox that will benefit them, that will help them come into their own power? And you're not just saying, well, bobs are in now, so I'm going to give you a bob and that's all you're going to get. Maybe they don't suit a bob. Maybe a bob is going to make them look like a round that's not very flattering to them. So obviously in that instant, we haven't kind of used the right communication in the right way or the skills that were presented. We have to really kind of be there. And like, so as Mariana talks, and I'm sure everybody listening too, I get a lot of things and my mind races and I've more thoughts than I can speak probably. But that's the main one. The main one is really, are you an advisor? So kind of think of what that means. As a communicator, do you like to tell people what to do? Do you like to tell people what you're going to do without any kind of dialogue or communication where there's a shared communication back and forth with another person? And that can not always be a good quality. It's good in a way that it's great to be direct. People love that. When you're directing your communication and people know exactly what you have to say, it's understood. But then when it's kind of misinformed, I think then that's where we kind of have issues as we, like, you're kind of just putting it out there without kind of putting some thought before it hits the mouth, before it hits communication. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts, Mariana?
It depends on how well you listen, you know, and I'm not talking about listening to the words that are going on with the client. I'm talking about how well you're listening to the, to your client's body, your client's emotional body communication, because once we get in evolve, you actually start learning body language and how to actually decipher body language. You learn about, you know, the communication of the face, the facial features, and you know, when a mouth does this, or when an eyebrow does that, or when an arm does this, what all of this means. So it depends on how well you are holistically listening to the client. This, again, I'm going to keep on emphasizing this. It's so important to the outcome of what you're doing is how you're listening. And whether you're hearing them when they are communicating loudly to them. And that comes down to the kind of questions that you ask. Whether you're asking open questions or whether you're asking closed questions, whether you're actually giving space and room for this dialogue to occur, where you can deepen into the inner landscape, the inner story, the inner truth of your client. Now, I know a lot of you are probably sitting here listening to this going, oh my God, that's going to take 20, 30 minutes to have this consultation. Yes, it does. And for me, it takes an hour, sometimes two. But because I charge for every single hour that a client is with me, it is not an issue. It is part of the service. If you are going to move into a holistic model, this is the biggest part of the model, is how deep are you able to get with your communication and your consultation skills to deepen and understand that client at the deepest levels of themselves so that you can reflect them. So listening and hearing, listening to all cues that the body is actually talking about and they're relating to you, and hearing them when they are talking. And when they're talking, giving them time to actually unpack what they're saying before addressing questions at them. I'll move into open and closed questions in a second, but this is like, again, this is a very, 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 very mild version of what we do and evolve. Mm-hmm. It's so deep, you know, it goes so much deeper than this, but just like some quick things that you can take to the salon tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how do you listen and allow the client to actually open up and share their story? And then how do you keep deepening that story by the conscientious questions? This is all relative to how you're listening and how you're hearing them, and then how you take what you've heard and then summarize it back with a question for them to actually open up even deeper. And this is an open source question that you would ask them. And open source questions are what questions, how questions, why questions, could questions, would questions. What do you feel about that? Or how would you like to do that? These are open questions where you're directing. So they're sharing with you and you're directing it back at them by actually getting them to open up deeper and to self-inquire. This is professional communication. How do you get a client to deepen what they're sharing with you by the way that you're using your questions to enable them to deepen that story? And then they're actually in a position where they're taking responsibility for their life. They're not just taking their life and dumping it in your hands and going, make me look fabulous. I need to, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I want to be blah, 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 blah. And there's no context to that blah. There is no context. This is the context. The communication deepening is the context to the outcome, which is how how they're going to reflect, how you're going to reflect them, how you're going to use your professional skills with your hairdressing and transformation skills to reflect their truth. But they are initially taking responsibility for their communication with you about that. So we're putting the onus back on the client. That's not to resolve you of if you've given someone a really bad haircut and you go, oh, it's the client's fault. They communicated, you know, badly to me. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking you're still responsible for the kind of outcome that you give them based on how you receive feedback and how you are able to summarize back to the client what you've heard in your own language, and then getting an opportunity to engage in consensual agreements. This is another, I'm just taking it even another step further. Mm-hmm. Like bringing in consent is another huge evolve tool that I have here. And I use the wheel of consent that's actually created by Betty Martin. And that is actually in there because it's a really important piece. A lot of the times hairdressers do not receive consent, verbal and nonverbal consent mm-hmm. from their clients about what they're about to do, which results in trauma. And this is what we're alleviating here in Evolve, is that we're never, ever, ever going to get, ever, we're never going to have an experience where a client leaves traumatized because they weren't heard, they weren't listened to, and they weren't seen, and they weren't able to exchange because the hairdresser didn't have the capacity to deepen their communication and their conversation with their client to open this opportunity up. So mm-hmm. massive, massive stuff there.
Exactly. And with less trauma for the client, and even it can happen for the hairstylist as well, because the trauma can be, and the stylist is, what did you do? You know, this is not what I wanted. This is not what we talked about. And then they go feeling bad. But if you have the right conversation during your consultation, then we'll start seeing less of these posts in groups where people are saying, I can't believe this client. I can't believe, you know, whatever, or this or that. But that's where it is. So there must have been a lack of communication on a certain part. And you as a professional has to communicate, listen, confirm, I would communicate again just to make sure that you know, like if I'm talking to Mariana and she says, I want some blonde. So I have to confirm that with her. Do you want to be all over blonde? Do you want a little bit of blonde? Do you want blonde put out sparingly in your hair? Do you want to be colored blonde because you just use a black box dye? So there's things that you have to dive deeper into to make sure. So when the client goes out, they're happy because they know that you understood exactly what they're looking for, rather than just saying, oh, give me some blonde. Okay, no problem. I'll go in the back and mix your stuff up. To me, I don't see any communication that went on there that really spoke to the outcome, the expected outcome. And especially if you're not able to give an expected outcome, you should communicate that even before you start. You know, and that's one thing to keep you, the client, from being traumatized, and also from you making potential mistakes by just going on what you think they should have. Because when a client says, do whatever you want, they communicate that. They never mean do what you want. They mean do what you want within my boundaries. That's really what they mean. So unless you know that client by communicating and getting deeper with your questions and knowing more about them, their lifestyle, how they take care of their hair, whether they're a swimmer, whether they work on a farm, whether they're, you know, with animals, whether they like to ponytail their hair, those are all things you kind of need to know, because that's going to make a big difference with the choices. And what you communicate back and say, this is what I'm understanding you're looking for. Is this correct? So you're looking for it verbally and you're looking for it, as I say, like in their face. Yes, you see a smile. Yes, that's exactly, you've got it. That's what I want, right? Or do you also have some salons make the client sign a form, you know, as well? So to make sure to say, this is what we discussed, it's in paper, these are my recommendations, especially if you have a client that has overbleached, has a lot of breakage, and that you wouldn't even touch, and it's a, and it goes against your own code of ethics, your own authentic self as a professional provider. And those are things that we should also communicate as well and not be afraid to. I'd rather communicate the right things to the client than just saying, here's what I'm going to do for you. Promise the world and give them less than expectation.
Oh, such a big, such a big one there with what you just shared. There's another little piece that I want to add to that. And it's like, yes, being the professional with, if you've got a highly damaged head of hair that's sitting in front of you and the client's actually pushing you to damage it even further, you know, and this is where consent comes in, you know, where professional consent, authentic professional consent, where you have the power to say no, you know, as the stylist, as the professional, and say, I'm sorry, but I that actually goes against my boundaries because I'm here to care for your hair, not damage your hair. So that could be that there is a lot of room to say no when you're being authentic. And this is what's so wonderful about this skill, this communication skill, is looking at it and knowing who you are and knowing what you stand for, knowing what your boundaries are, and going, that goes against what I believe. And I'm, as a professional, I say no to that. And actually relating that back to the client. But I actually want to go a little bit further with, like, you know, with coloring. With hair, with when I'm taking through a client, I don't actually look at color in terms of, are we going to go blonde? Are we going to go dark? Are we going to do, what I look at it is like, do you want to be light? So in Evolve, we actually learn new language on how to communicate. Instead of talking about color, we talk about the light of the person. Do you want to be, do you want to feel light? And if you want to feel light, what kind of a hue of light would you like to feel? There's something that's deeper about the soul. We're communicating about the soul here, about how the soul wants to show up in its light. Because this is where I go with Evolve. It's like, I want to get to the authentic self. And the authentic self is the spirit and the essence of that person. So I'm feeling, you know, it could be like, no, I really want to actually, I really want to frame myself. And I really want to have a sense of empowered authority in my being, you know. So there's another way of actually, you know, communicating and encouraging your clients to communicate, because you can share this kind of language with them. Do you want to feel empowered? Like, do you want to be dark? Do you want to be solid? Do you want to have, like, and that will actually translate into, do we give someone a fringe, which is a bang in America, but do we give someone a fringe? Australia, it's a fringe. I learned that in a salon. It was really funny. With an American client, it was hilarious because I don't know if you know what bang means in Australia. I've got to bring a little bit of humor. Like, we have a very different translation of what bang is here in Australia to the American language. So anyway, so do you want a bang or a fringe, you know? Wherever you're listening, what is it that you want, that you want to frame your face with or your energy with? So we're not just looking about the hair and the, just like we're taking the head off and sticking it on a pole. We're actually looking about how that hair is going to reflect and extend the essence of that person. So this all happens, like the way that I've just spoken, this is actually the power of communication. When you understand this language, when you understand the language of an inner landscape with a person, when you understand how to articulate what you're seeing through the nonverbal cues with the client and be able to translate, summarize that back to them, where you're in a communication exchange, when you're actually building deep relationship, this is how you can get beyond the color and beyond the haircut and actually give something to the client that's authentically going to resonate with their soul and their essence. This for me is the holistic model. And this is the model that I've been working with for 20 years now. So this for me is, we're moving away now from hairdressing, marketing and fashion and all of that. And now we're really doing the work. Now we're really honoring the authentic person that's sitting in our chair, because we have the skills and the tools in order to communicate that with them. That's how powerful communication is. That's how powerful it is.
Yeah, and people don't realize languaging, like you said, like how it comes across. What are you asking? What are you communicating with them? And terms of change as well. We don't, you know, a lot of times now we're going to say, I'll mix up the lightener. You don't say, I'm going to mix some bleach for you, because it sounds really harsh. Or you don't say, hey, what are we going to do with your dye job? Right. Obviously, it's color, or like we said before, who are you? Right. So so the you of what color, by getting to know them, or like, what are you saying? Or do you want to bang? You know, like saying to the client. So you kind of have to really know how your verb. I know it's funny. Sorry. So say, because here in Canada, like, we have fringe and we have bang. So a fringe is like a lighter version of a bang. So a bang is much more heavier, more solid, where a fringe is much lighter and kind of, but really it's, as I say, you can have fun with your clients if you know who they are, but languaging has such a big thing, and how it comes across and what you're saying and how they're interpreting, like, say, what kind of lightness would they want to be? Or like, if some people go to by the seasons. If you're going into summer, people want lightness. If you're going into the dark, the winter seasons, a lot of people tend to have their hair deeper, right? You don't always have to say darker, you know, but deeper works as well. But changing these terms, I think, really makes a big difference in how you speak professionally. Mm. You know, by getting rid of some of those words like dye and bleach and, you know, like those sort of things. And really, I think companies have kind of contributed too by kind of changing their languaging as well. You know, they don't just say peroxide, you know, they'll have an activator, or they'll have, you know, sun, whatever. So it kind of works in the same way that what we're communicating, you have to understand that also everything that client hears, any kind of communication, always paints a picture for them and makes them feel some kind of way, or makes them communicate back to you in some kind of way. Like, what do you mean you're gonna bleach my hair? Right? Because bleach sounds very toxic, harsh, caustic, you know, that sort of thing. Where lightener is a different, it's a process of what the bleach does, but lightener sounds much softer, more gentler, more appealing. And there are better products as well. And just for the client to know, you know, the differences. And I think that's where effective communication comes in. Really be mindful of every word that you speak, because every word that you speak, verbally, non-verbally, has power over you, over the other person. You know, and there's a saying too, it has the power to heal, or it has the power to kill. So with that as well, you can have somebody who's way up here, they're so excited, certain words, and now they're taken right down, and now all of a sudden they feel totally different just because of some wording that wasn't consciously delivered.
I love that about the power of words. It's such a big deal, and what it actually brought up in me is, I mean, the module is so big, is actually the resonance of words, right? Mm-hmm. Tone. The resonance of words that you use sets the tone in the kind of communication that you have with a client. So you need to be very wary of the tone that you're setting. That tone that's set is based on the substance that you have in your system, whether you're drinking caffeine. So you'll actually have a much faster tone, a much more heightened tone. That all translates through the way that you're relating, communicating with your client. They pick up on that tone. It's subtle. It's like the reason why we deal with the four bodies to begin with is because of the subtlety that is translated through tone, through your energy, through your energy. It's actually picked up on. So if you're on caffeine all day, your clients are going to pick up that tone. They're going to pick up that tone. If you're listening to really, you know, full on, you know, dance music and it's actually hyping you up, they're going to pick up. And I'm not saying this in a it's wrong or it's right. I'm saying it depends on the tone you want to set. If you're a fast paced salon and you have a lot of loud music and the clients that come to you are really young and they like a lot of energy and that's the tone. That's the tone that's being set. You need to meet your communication with that tone that you have your environment set at. That's really important. It creates congruence and resonance between the energy that's exchanged between you and a client and you and your team. Everybody is on the same energetic frequency. This is part of communication. And I know I'm getting really technical with this now, but that's as technical as I'm going to get, but it's really a really big part of communication is the tone that you set in your salon, because this is non-verbal communication. Non-verbally, you're saying to your client, we're a fast-paced salon or we're a really chilled, relaxed salon. And that non-verbal communication that's coming to them is actually set by your environment, set by your music, because we looked at this in the sensory body, when we go back, we looked at this in the sensory body. It's like, what's your environmental tone? If we go back and we bring it in, what's your environmental tone? How do you communicate your brand? Beautiful. So perfect. How do you communicate your brand? What is the tone of your brand? What is the tone of your brand? And this is like this, it's not about just having, you know, your brand and your logo and all the rest of it. It has to carry all the way through. We're talking about a holistic model here now, guys. It has to, your brand has to permeate right through to the youngest junior in that salon. Every single person has to be on the same tone of what your brand and what it is that you're communicating to your clients, to your team, to your space, to your greater community. Everybody will know what the tone is, because that's how they're going to translate it. Oh, they're a fast-paced place. You know, if you want to go, oh, they're fun and they're funky and, you know, they play really cool music and, you know, the staff are really upbeat and da-da-da. And if that's what you want to be known for, set that tone. That's your communication to the greater community. So it's so important that there is congruence between everything that you're looking at. And this, again, I will rephrase, it is part of the holistic model. Everything matters. Everything you think of and everything you set in motion matters in setting your communication tone.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Because a lot of people, they don't really know how to communicate their brand or who they are. They just want to be able to do everybody, which is fine if you can, but if you're not really honing in on your specific avatar, who you communicate well with, who gets you, who gets your stylist, who gets your brand, who are your people, who are going to be your super fans, your advocates, your, you know, they're like, you have to come to the salon. They're so zen and relaxed, or you have to come to this salon, they're high energy and I just love it because the energy is buzzing and it's like my kind of place. But it, but if, because people say, why aren't clients coming into my salon? Have you communicated exactly authentically who you are and who are your best avatars or your best clients? Right? What is that person? What is that demographic? Are they women in their 30s to 50s that are working professionals that make X amount of dollars per year? a lot of people don't even think about those things, because how you can you cater to someone, you know, or I want a high level, you know, clientele, but your brand doesn't represent to that kind of clientele that they would want to come in. Right. So just because people have, you want people with more money, but are you really offering through communication what their needs are? And can you service properly what their needs are that they would want to spend their money in your establishment? Like there's so much. And as I say, we're almost coming. We have about 20 minutes left on today's podcast. So we want to make sure we can get in as much as we can get in and kind of wrap up and do our special announcements at the end. But if you've been watching and you're enjoying, just to make sure you're here, say hi. Don't be afraid to communicate. Say hi, because as I say, we'll bring you up and that sort of thing. But this is part six of a 12-week series. This is on communication. Communication is such a big I wouldn't say module, but it's such a big part of, you know, a module as far as like our 12 parts. But have you really thought of it? Those listening, have you really thought about your communication style? Mm-hmm. Have you, you know, like that sort of thing? Because I think everybody has a certain style and who they are, and that comes from their authentic self. But boundaries is always a big one, and boundaries is a big thing for me, whether it's to help, enhance, protect, whatever those boundaries are there for. And don't be afraid to say no, to mm-hmm. communicate no, because you're saying no because you're helping them. And that story that kind of relates to that, I had a new client that came in to me. This was years ago when I was first starting. Their hair was already heavily damaged from having their hair lightened over and over and over. They were already at the point of breakage, and they wanted me to do it. And I said, okay, well, here's the options based on your hair type, because I talked to them. This is what we can do. I would suggest that you do a series of treatments, trims, whatever the protocol is. And then because they had super bleached hair, but they super bleached at that time, lightened hair. Now they wanted a perm on top of that. But the perms then weren't like the texture waves now. So I said, no, let's do this. And then so they went to another salon down the road. That person was more about the money than the integrity of the hair. They ended up perming her hair, which was overly lightened. She ended up coming back to me, wanted me to fix it. I'd not done anything except suggest this is what you need to get your hair healthy. They literally, when she came in, her hair was like if you put gum in the microwave. Like it was so good, like you literally, and it was not nice. We had to do what it's called a chemical cut, which means you had to take off everything. If she had to listen to me and wanted to wait, she would have had beautiful hair and would have had what she wanted. But because she wanted instant, and another person said, this is what you want, this is what I'll give you, ended up completely frying the hair, which I knew I didn't. I set a boundary and said no. But I also gave them an option. I didn't say, no, get out. I'm not going to do it. I said, yeah. Yes, I'm willing to work with you, but it's going to take this amount of time to get your hair healthy enough so we can test it to see if it's good for what you were looking for. Yes, yeah. We may be able to do it in time, but at this present moment, my professional opinion or my professional, you know, as say, not say opinion, but through training, through that, My expert opinion, my expert answer would be to do this. So unfortunately, and who are they going to come after? If I had done that to that client, who would that client come after? Not herself, because she wanted it so bad. She would have came to me and said, why didn't you tell me that I shouldn't have done it? That's what she would have said, right? Mm-hmm. But because, and then why did she run to me? Because after she had it done with someone else, she knew I was the expert, telling her the truth about her hair, and then knew that I had her best interest. Unfortunately, she had to go down the road, so to speak, to find out. But, you know, that's the way, you know, but I didn't chastise her. I didn't, you know, I just set her in the chair and I said, this is what's happened. This is the way your condition of your hair now. Here are your options. And unfortunately, because the hair literally was like gum, melted gum, Wow. There's only so much you can do. And unfortunately, we had to cut that off. No amount of, you know, protein treatments or whatever would have brought that hair back to life, you know, even if you've left it on for double the time.
Wow.
So
It's really like it. What my intrigue with that story is, like, I was just putting myself in your shoes. Mm-hmm. I would have been intrigued as to why she wanted to damage her hair. So mm-hmm. being the curious person that I am, I'm like, so what's behind all of that? Like, what is the story behind needing this? Mm-hmm. And this is like what I was bringing, using that story that you just shared as an example of deepening it even further. And like, mm-hmm. so what's behind that for you? Like, what is it about you perming your hair and needing to damage your hair further that is intriguing you to actually push to get this done? So mm-hmm. this is the power of communication. The other thing I wanted to bring into what you were just sharing was that word of mouth. You were just, you know how you were saying, oh, what's your demographic? Word of mouth in our industry, every hairdresser knows this, is the greatest form of marketing. Mm-hmm. It is the best form of marketing. So without you actually communicating your tone, you are not going to actually get a resonant network, word of mouth communication out mm-hmm. there through your clients. It doesn't matter how great your haircuts are. If the experience is not congruent and your communication is not clear, right from the logo on your door to your youngest junior in your salon, mm-hmm. that is not going to translate into your demographic and beyond. So again, like taking what we're talking about, like from that client showing up to your brand, to everything, you're standing by your brand. You're standing by your brand going, no, I'm an integral professional hairdresser. And that is something that I would not do. And there's a no, and there's the boundaries being exercised right there. So it's again, we can't exercise enough how important communication is here, guys, with what we do, mm-hmm. especially when 99% of what we do is we're talking. And mm-hmm. it's, I still scratch my head about how hairdressers leave trade school and they don't even have any inkling to the power of communication mm-hmm. based being that we're in a relational business and industry where communication is the key factor of what it is that we're doing. So the reason why I'm bringing this in, it's like right in the middle of Evolve, this module, because it's right dead set in the center of it. The reason why this is the most important module is because it brings everything together. It gels everything together. And you'll never, ever, ever be in a situation where there isn't congruency and resonance right from woe to go with what you're doing once mm-hmm. you understand the skill set of that.
Exactly. There's so much. And that's the biggest thing in our industry is relationships. That's what you're building. But as I say, you can't have a relationship if you don't have communication.
Right.
And those are the biggest points. I think if you do any takeaways, we're just about to wrap up. We have less than 10 minutes. If Marianne, you have anything else to put in there, you're welcome to. But I just kind of like with the biggest takeaways today. So make sure when you're communicating with your client, that's a no dumping zone. Make sure that you have your boundaries. Make sure that your energy is clear. Make sure that you're always authentic with everything you say and the power of the words that you're saying to your client. Don't just say fluff stuff. If you don't know, you're better to say you don't know and find out the information than just making something up. How deep are your conversations? Like, do you go deeper than just the surface of the weather? How is it outside? What do you want? Same as last time. Those are superficial. You want to go deeper. You want to get to really know your client so you can give them the best outcome possible. And then, as I say, like maybe some other things, who are you? So who are you is, so basically, are they a light person? Are they a deep person? Are they a fun rainbow person? Like, what you are they? And say, who are you? And then when the next one, the last one I'm going to kind of wrap up with is the next time you say this to a client, really think about what you're saying. Do you want to bang? So what is that? What does that really mean? How's the client going to take it? You know, that sort of thing. You know what I mean? Never say, do you want to bang and bring them back to the shampoo bowl? Hey, come on back. You know, you
boundary there.
Exactly. Sorry. That's about boundaries. And the same, like, how do you communicate your brand? Does everybody know who you are by how you communicate your image out? Are you just like everyone else? How do you communicate that makes you different? How's the experience for your clients different? How do you communicate differently than kind of anyone else sort of thing? So if you're enjoying the series, we're so glad you're here. We have six more to go because we're halfway through. But one special announcement is that we have a new time. So because of the time change now with daylight savings and that sort of thing, so now the Australia has just changed and got an hour ahead. We don't change here in Canada till November. So what we're going to do is, so our new time here in Canada, Eastern Standard Time, will be 6:30. So 6:30 instead of 7, so it'll be half an hour earlier. And then in Australia, it's going to be 9:30 a.m. instead of 9. So then half an hour earlier, half an hour later, and then all the episodes from here going on will be at those times. Just so in case you miss us, it'll also be updated when I make the posts and things like that. We just wanted to make you aware because we love everybody coming. But then for the people in Australia, they get a little extra half hour to sleep in. And for here in Canada and the US, we kind of get a little bit earlier. So then that way it doesn't kind of run as late. We try to keep these podcasts as education packed as we can. But as I say, if we could talk, we'd probably be 4 or 5 hours minimum. But we try to stick to that 90 minutes just to keep everybody in and stuff. So if you have any questions, you can put them in the comments, say hi. Make sure that you like, share, comment. We have six more to go. If you've kind of missed some of our early ones, especially on the body, the different first four podcasts on the body, and then our other one last week. And then next week, I think we have something juicy coming up. So if you want to give them a little teaser of what's going to come for part 7 of our 12-part series, we're jumping into...
We're jumping into inner states next week. And this is the turning point in Evolve, where we move from theory and understanding. And this is still theory based on understanding, but this is the module where it becomes healing. And this is where we actually start really bringing in awarenesses about arousal states and how a client's nervous system is and how to actually support them in regulating that. So now we're stepping out of the hair and we're stepping into the healing aspect of what we're doing with our clients. And this is like the module that switches everything into the holistic model. It actually starts jamming it into becoming more holistic. So yes, we have our communication skills, and now we're able, once we've actually learned how to deepen our relationships with our clients, now that we're in, we actually can go for a little bit of a dive, an internal body dive, and go, okay, so what needs alignment now? And there are so many things, you know, from head massage to chakra alignments to focus sessions to seal sessions. There are so many tools that are in this module, but we're going to talk about how to actually deal with the arousal states next week and what kind of skills that we can bring in to change the state of a client's arousal so that they can walk out in a really balanced, harmonized place. And this is a big part of the service, a big part of doing more than hair. doing more than hair. We're actually caring for our clients holistically now, you know. So it's a really beautiful module, really beautiful topic.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, because I think a lot of people or a lot of hairdressers don't realize when they step into their power that they are also a powerful healer.
That's right.
You know, and that's one thing, because we're one of the few people that, yes, we're paid to touch people, but we're also paid to listen. And because they more than other than a bartender, maybe, or a psychologist, you know, hairstylists are the ones that probably hear the most about a client's life, situations, family, everything. So, and that's a big thing you have to watch when you communicate as an advisor rather than a healer or, you know, another hat, that you're not just shooting off advice that may be good or may not be good. But when you put it into a healing perspective, that's a lot different. And whatever works with your, how you communicate your brand, your healing modalities will come into play, and what you offer. It may be massage at the sink. It may be oils. It may be, you know, all that kind of stuff. It may be, you know, food and beverage. You may offer maybe some light refreshments. You may offer, you know, just kind of, that's all healing too. You may offer a quiet space. Some salons have a Zen space, rather than a waiting room where you can just go and you can just relax. Even healing can be from the music that they listen to, can really take them from a certain state, you know, a calm and arousal state, or heighten an arousal state. It just depends on all those inner states. And because too, even though we work on the outer with hair, where we really work on bringing that inner to the outer. You know, and that's why, and to say, and for the hairstylists as well, that's what we say, changing hairstylists, hairdressers from the inside out, because you have to really take, and that's your job as a magician, and the magic, I think that's where it comes from, because you're taking what's in here and you're putting it out here, right? That everybody's seeing it and stuff like that. You know, every week we talk, we always want to talk more, but I want to say thank you everybody for joining us. Thank you for watching. If you have any questions on today's episode or would like to be a guest or have a great show idea, you can email me at hairstylistempowermentpodcast@outlook.com. You can also follow us here. So follow Facebook, Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast, and Head Ed on Facebook. You can also follow on Instagram at Brad Celebrity Hairstylist and Evolve, at head.ed.evolve on Instagram, and also Beauty Industry Cruises, which this episode has been brought to you by. So today has been brought to you by Beauty Industry Cruises, powerful education and beautiful destinations. So October is the Halloween one, which we're in the month now. So there's only like 3 weeks left to go. October in the Caribbean, Puerto Plata and Bimini in Bahamas. January is something exciting we're going to be doing. So Mary Anna and I will be January. We're going to do Australia from Melbourne. We're going to do, I got to remember all the names, but it's in Tasmania. So we're doing overnight there. So if you remember the Tasmanian devil from cartoons when you were younger. So it's a great 5 days. We're going to have days of, so the days at sea, are the days that we have education. Days on land, you're free to explore, go and that sort of thing. We have working on the lineup now. It's going to be exciting. So if you want true transformation, come here, be on the ship. You're going to be amazed and you'll be totally transformed. And then in June, we're doing the Mediterranean, and all that is on www.beautyindustrycruises.com. And again, you can follow on IG at Beauty Industry Cruises. I want to thank everyone for joining us. And I just want to remind you again about the new time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which will be next week coming. So still the same days. We just adjusted a little bit. Yeah, I think that's it. And just in wrapping, Marianne, if there's something you would like to include, and then we'll go over there and then we'll wrap up.
Yeah, I just want to share that the special for those the 8 hours of mentoring with me is still up and still live. They will be until the end of the year. And before we start Evolve, which is at the 1st of February in 2024. So really excited about that. If you're curious and want to know more about Evolve, please go to www.headed.com.au and follow the threads to the Evolve program. We're taking bookings right now for Evolve. Again, there's only 20 people that I'm taking in my container next year because that's my capacity. So if this is really calling you to actually do something really different with your career and yourself for next year and for the rest of your life, jump on this now. And I'd love to meet you and have a little blueprint, a little discovery call with you. And yeah, you know, go onwards and forwards and communicate, my fine tribe, and do wonderful things and be mindful of the words you say and the tone that you say them in, and watch light come into your client's eyes and your own eyes and walk away floating at the end of the day. And that's not fluffy stuff. It actually does happen. So yes. Onwards with communication. I
Well, thank you, Marianne, for another wonderful episode. I can't wait for the next 5 more. So next week, Interstates, we're going to talk about arousal. We're going to talk about healing. We're going to talk about all the fun stuff. So remember to get up, show up, dress up wonderfully and powerfully. And we'll see everyone next time.